Okay, before we actually pick up on the sugya of Mem-Bezimut Aleph, I just wanted to give a quick hakdama to Pasuk Babakistan. We first made reference to it yesterday, and now we're continuing the sugya. So I just wanted to mention there are three main shitas for what exactly is Pasuk Babakistan. The first is Rambam and potentially Rashi. They both hold that it's a dough that is kneaded with fruit juice or something sweet. So that's the first shita of what is considered Pasuk Babakistan. The second shita is Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba, who holds that it's a dough that has a filling. An example could be something like babka or hamantashen. Those are examples according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba. And Rav Haigon holds that it's a dough that's very thin and crunchy. That would be an example like matzah that we have nowadays. So those are the three shitas. Really, we're choshish that all three, we're not sure which one, so we're choshish each one has both the chumras and kulas of Pasuk Babakistan. That is, that we don't wash and bench on any of those unless you're koveya su'uda, because meaning, let's say, according to Rashi, the other two definitions is just hamotzi all the time. But since we don't know if we pass like Rashi, we're choshish for all three. And the same thing the Gemara said yesterday, that you make a mizonos on Pasuk Babakistan. Since we don't know which Pasuk Babakistan is, we don't make a mizonos in the meal if we have Pasuk Babakistan. However, Scheinberg has a very important horror just on that point. If you have a Pasuk Babakistan that's all three shitas, then you would. And he gives an example of apple pie. Apple pie is made with a fruit juice, it has a filling, and it's very sweet. So therefore, according to everyone, you should, it's crunchy also in the bottom, meaning it's like the Rav Haigon also. So if you have everyone shita, you would make a mazonos at the end of the meal, because the Gemara says you make a mazonos at the end of the meal on Pasuk Babakistan. Okay, those are the Hakdama. Now continuing the sugyas of Pasuk Babakistan. The Gemara says, Rav Huna achal tlesa rifte bat tlase bekaba. Rav Huna ate 13 Pasuk Babakistan, kistin breads, that were each a third of a kav. Okay, so if you do the math, a kav is 24 eggs, the third is 8 eggs. If you have 13 of those, you have 104 kizesim. That is a massive amount to be eating, 104 kizesim worth. So the Tosfos put out earlier that a lot of times when the Gemara says 13, it's just a number to show that there's a significant amount. It's a little bit sometimes as evident from this Gemara, obviously not to be taken literally. So the Gemara says, velo birich, and he did not say birchas hamazon, he didn't bench after having this. So Amar Rav Nachman, adi kafna. So he says these were for your purposes, you were hungry. So if you're eating them and satisfied you're hungry, so then why are we assuming that you're not saying the bracha? Ela kol shachem kovan alav sudo tzarech levarach. Rav Nachman said that the law is when someone is eating kistin bread and other people would have an amount of a meal, so that is the normal bracha achrona should be said, meaning that this is considered a food that is not a snack food, is a food that is a motzi food, and people eat it as a meal. If people eat it as a meal, you should always have to wash and bench. That is how certain achronim, what I just said right now is not necessarily so pashut, but what I said now is the consensus of many achronim, and that would become very nogeh for things like pizza, which if you assume it is not a snack food, it is a food that is a meal food, that would mean that you would wash and bench. That's what's speaking from Nevin Tzal Shlita and many other gedolim in Eretz Yisrael for sure, that you would wash and bench even on a small bite of, obviously, if it's a kizayis of pizza, because it is a meal food. Continues the Gemara now. Rav Huna of a asik le brei beit Rav Huda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was making a shidduch with the son of the daughter of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Aisul kabaya pasuk babakistan brought before him pasuk babakistan ki asa shaminu de kamivarchi hamotzi. So he heard everyone is making hamotzi on this bread. So he said, "What's going on over here? Might tzitzi de kashimina." He said, "Hamotzi." He said, "What's this tzitzitzitz? Like, what are you guys saying? You guys saying the wrong bracha? Dilma hamotzi lechem arts kamivarch. So you guys are making the bracha of hamotzi." Amrulay in. They said, "Yes, we are making the bracha of hamotzi." Desanya, because the brisa says, "Rabbi Mona Amar Mishum Behuda pasuk babakistan varchan al hamotzi." We have a brisa says before you say hamotzi on pasuk babakistan. Vi Amar Shmuel halal. And Shmuel paskin like that. Shmuel is the big Amora paskin like Rav Mona that you should make hamotzi and bench on Pasuk Babakistan. Amar Lehu, Rav Yehuda said to him, "Ain halacha k'Rav Mona itmar." No, the halacha, you're mistaken. The halacha doesn't follow Rav Mona. Shmuel didn't even paskin like that. You're completely wrong on the sugi over here. So Amar Leh. So they said back to Rav Yehuda, "Vaha mar hu desavar mishmei de Shmuel." But didn't you yourself, your own say in the name of Shmuel that lachmanios marvin behed? Lachmanios are not the regular, what we'd call lachmanios, the regular bread. They're the Pasuk Babakistan bread. And yet, the Shmuel said that you can use it for Erevin. Erevin you're only allowed to use bread for. So if you're allowed to use Erevin for these lachmanios, then obviously they are considered Pasuk Babakistan is hamotzi. So says the Gemara, No, Rav Yehuda responded to them, Shani asum dekava sadaisai alayu. No, everyone makes their meal on these lachmanios, so therefore they are a meal food, like we said before, and once something is considered a meal food, it transforms it into the status of a motzi and birkas hamazon. However, over here, vahecha delokava sadaisai alayu, something that is not generally established as a mealtime food, that would not be low, a motzi would not be said on that food, and that's what I felt that you guys were making the hamotzi on when it came to these pasta babakistins. That basically depends on what the status of each pasta babakistin, if it's mealtime food or not. Continues the Gemara now. What about when, this is really not actually a continuation. Gemara is going to say, what's the deal? When do we assume that a suda is over? So we made a little bit of reference to yesterday. The Iker Sugi is going to come up over here. Gemara says now, Rav Papa Ikla Labir Rav Huna Berei Rav Nassan. Rav Papa came to the home of Rav Huna, bar Rav Nassan, the son of Nassan, Basar de Gamar Sudasa, after they finished their meal together. They brought before them something, another thing to eat. So the Gemara says, Shaka Rav Papa Vekacha. Rav Papa took the food and started eating it. So he says, Amr Lei, they said to Rav Papa, Lo Savar La Mar, don't you hold Gama Asr La Echol? Once a person finishes the meal, it's now you can't eat anymore because you assumed that the meal is over. So you're not allowed to continue eating without a bracha. Amr Lehu, Silek Itmar. So he says, no, when is the meal over? Only when once someone removed the bread from the table. If you move the bed from the table, then we assume that your das was to end the meal. However, before that point, which was where we were holding, I do not hold that it is usher to eat. Rather, you can keep eating as long as you feel the meal has not been over yet. So the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Uklubish Galusa. Rava and Rabbi Zera went to go visit the house of the Reish Galusa. We pointed out who was the Reish Galusa. He was the equivalent of the Nasi Neretz Yisrael, very powerful position from the Davidic line, and he was someone who was very important. So what the Gemara says, Levasar deshalku taka mekamayu, after the Avadim brought the table from before them, meaning that he took the table away, Shadru lu resisa mebe Reish Galusa. They sent some of the food, of the meat, Rashi says, I think, that it was the meat specifically. Apparently he was eating in a different area, and he gave them meat to give to them to eat. So we see already a makor for shirayim from the Rebbe, the Hasidic custom. Why was he giving extra food that he already ate from? Sounds like a concept of shirayim. Okay, so the Gemara says, what happened over here though? Rava achel, Rava ate it, Rabbi Zera lo achel. Rabbi Zera didn't want to eat it yet. Amar lei, Rabbi Zera said to Rava, lo savar lar marsal like asr malachel, wouldn't we paskin, once you move the table, which they did for us, then it's asr to eat without a new bracha, and therefore you shouldn't be eating out. So Amar lei, ananas ataka derish galusa samchinan. No, I'm like a guest over here. I don't know what they're going to bring me. So no matter what, if I didn't know what they're going to bring, I can make one bracha and be yotze whatever they might bring after, even if I don't know if something else is going to come, something else isn't coming. Because I don't know that, then that would be my, that is my kavias over here, and therefore I can be yotze whatever he brings. That's halacha l'maisa. If a person goes to someone's house, he makes a bracha on the first thing they bring him, and then they start bringing him other things. He really didn't think he was getting anything else. So then, since when you go to someone's house, you never know what they're going to bring you, the halacha is that you're yotze with that bracha that you said beforehand. And Rav Neventhal extends that din really actually to one's own house. That since nowadays a person, let's say, makes a mazonos on crackers, and then all of a sudden he sees cookies on the other side of the counter or something else that he didn't necessarily have in mind explicitly, but since we always have in the back of our minds, I might be eating anything from the fridge or from the table right now in my kitchen, then according to Rav Neventhal, it's a big kula. It changes a lot of hilchos brachos, kula and chumra, depending how you look at it, but it changes a lot of the halachas. According to Rav Neventhal, you would say that you're yotze with the first bracha that you said. Continues the Gemara now. Amarav, haragil b'shemen, shemen ma'akvo. So again, we're going back to what is considered the end of the meal. So Rav said that someone who had the custom to rub oil on his hands after he ate, then that would be considered him ending the meal. That's like the equivalent of what they give you at some of the restaurants. They give you like one of those, those wipe things to wipe your hands. So that would be that's what Rav is talking about. The oil would get rid of the smell on your hands. So too over here, if you give it the wipe, then your meal's over. Amar Rav Ashi, Kevin Bar Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says we were by Rav Kahana. Amar Lan, he said to us, "Kigun anandre gilin mishcha makvalan." So if we're accustomed to have the oil on our hands, so then yeah, that would hold us back from being allowed to say to be considered end of the meal, and you would have to make a new bracha if you wanted to have something else at that point. Gemara says, "Now we don't paskin like any of these rulings about the shemen or about what's the end of the siluk shulchan. Rather, we follow the following: we follow Rav Chiya Barashi Marav that said shalosh tekefos, and there's three things you have to do immediately. What are those? Tekef l'smicha shchita. In the times of Beis Hamikdash, a person used to do smicha on the korban. and do a vidui and ask for things when before he would before they would shecht the korban, he would do this smicha. Right, we saw before women doing smicha on yantiv, that was a shayla. Okay, so the we have over here that right away you do the smicha, right after you do the leaning, right away it should be shechted. Tekef legula tefillah, right after you say the bracha of Gal Yisrael, you should daven shmona esrei. And the third halacha is tekef on atiyas adayim bracha, immediately following washing the hands, you say benching. What washing the hands? So obviously I get away by saying benching, that we're talking about mayim achronim. That right after doing makronim, you bench. So we see from here that mayim achronim is considered the end of the suda, and at that point, you're no longer allowed to eat, you have to bench when you do mayim achronim. The Yerushalmi seems to say that this tekef l'netilas adayim bracha is actually going on the netilas adayim rishonim. That when a person washes, he should immediately go and make hamotzi. So both are mistaber, and both Rabbi Machmir for that both when you do netilas adayim rishona and achronim, you should immediately both do benching and make the hamotzi. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Abaye. Af anu nomar. We have another one. Tekef l'tamid chamim bracha. Immediately, a person who follows Talmid Chachamim, you're going to get a bracha. Rashi says, what are you doing to have the Talmid Chachamim? Rashi says, you're hosting them, and hosting them is a very big bracha, and that is very nice, and you'll get bracha. Everyone should host as many Talmid Chachamim as they can, whenever they can. The Pasuk says, I, even Lavan, the Rasha, realized that he was blessed because of Yaakov Avinu. And continues the Gemara, another source. Isn't it very interesting? These two Rishayim are Dafka, the ones who realize. We're talking about the Potiphar, who ended up putting Yosef in jail, his wife. They were not good people, and yet they both still realize the power of Yosef, and Lavan and Rasha realize the power. The Kol Shekhen us, who realize the Chashivas of Torah, how important, how amazing it would be if we have the opportunity in the Schus to host Talmidei Chachamim. Continues Gemara now. Baruch Aliyah and Shalifnei Amazon. If a person said the bracha on wine, so they used to have wine before the meal to wet their appetite, so they have the wine before the meal, or on Shabbos and Yontif, as the Gemara is going to relate, and we're going to see. He would be motzi his bracha from wine that is drunk after the meal. What is this after the meal? So after the meal does not literally mean after you bench. Rather, it means after the meal's over, but like dessert time, you're going to have a meal. Have wine then, if you have it in mind. If you make the bracha before, if you have the wine before the meal and you make a bracha after the meal's over, but before you bench, then you would not need to make a new bracha on the wine. If a person made a bracha on like an appetizer-like food that is something that's going to be wetting the appetite. Rashi gives the example of the pargios. We saw like the chicken type of thing, or the dagim, or the fish. If you have those two things that were just coming to wet your appetite and get you hungry for the meal, so then says the Gemara, the Mishnah, if you barach al prepare shalav ne'mazon, patar sa prepare shalach ha'mazon, you'd be motz your obligation in the dish eaten after the meal, meaning dessert, if they're the same bracha. So let's say if I was having fish, doesn't sound so appetizing to have fish for dessert, but if you have fish to wet your meal and then you have fish afterwards, then it would be mowed to the fish. Or let's give a better example, something more, maybe more common, have a little bit of chocolate, let's say, before your meal to wet your appetite, and then you have chocolate for dessert. If I said a shahakal and chocolate before the meal, then I could be mowed to the shahakal on the dessert of the chocolate that I'm having. Berach ala pas, if a person says a bracha on bread, then poter esa patar sa parparis, then you be motzi the bracha on the parparis, and again the appetizers that's being used to just whet your appetite. Ala parparis, however, if you make a bracha on the food that's used to make the appetizer, then lo patar sa pas, you're not going to be motzi the bracha on bread that you are having. Okay, so what is the example of that one? It's obvious. How can fish or any of the things that we just said? So no, you could explain, based on other Rishonim, is that it means that mezonos, you're having a mezonos of pasav v'kisin, that's the parparis in this situation, and I would have thought that since pasav v'kisin is somewhat like hamotzi, then you'd be yotzir obligation, kamashul in the Mishnah, that no, it's not being motzi the bread. Beit Shammai omrim af lo maisa kedeir. Beit Shammai says he's not even motzi if a person has parts that he's eating. So the Gemara is going to explain which halacha is Beit Shammai coming to comment on. Okay, and the Gemara and the Mishnah continues, hayu yoshvin, if they were sitting, but they were not reclining together. As we saw, the reclining creates a kvius, then kol echad mevarach la'atzma. Everyone has to make a bracha for himself. Normally we paskin halacha of shomea ke'one, that a person has the ability to mimotzi someone else by listening and listen to his bracha, and they could both be yotzi. However, over here, the chachamim require a higher level, that you need hesebu. You need a formal reclining, eating together, because that creates a kvius, that creates a sense of permanence here, and if you don't have that, then echad mevarach l'kulan, only then, if you have hesebu, if they're reclining, everyone can make the bracha. However, if they didn't do a yoshvin, we say, again, we'll come back, yoshvin, kol echad mevarach l'atzma, hesebu, echad mevarach l'kulan. If you don't have that, then everyone would make the bracha on their own, and we don't paskin shomea ke'ones. So the Mishnah now. Bala amyayin besuch hamazon. If wine is brought to them during the meal, kol echad mevarach l'atzma, that everyone would recite the bracha for himself. Achar amazon. If wine is brought for them after the meal, again, before benching over here, then echad uvarach lekulam, one person can we make the bracha for all of them, ibotzi them, v'hu omer al hamugmar. That same person is going to have the schus to make the bracha on the besamim. The mugmar is a good smell, Rashi says, it's like a besamim-like thing that you have. They used to have it after the meal, so he has the schus of making the bracha on the mugmar. V'af al pish ein mevinus mugmar lachar suda. Even though they only bring this mugmar, the besamim, only after you eat. Here literally means after you eat, not after... after, I mean, even after the benching, so that's what we're discussing over here, that you have the schus, and we allow you to make the bracha, and be motzi everyone, because it's the schus to make a bracha for everyone, we allow you, if you're going to lead the benching, to make the bracha on the mugmar. Continues the Gemara now. When did we say this halacha? That if a person has wine before the meal, then he's poter the wine that he's going to have during the meal. That's only true on Shabbos and Yontov, because when? Usually people have wine in the course of the meal on Shabbos and Yontov. So since you know that you're making a bar per gafan on Kiddush, and often the case you're going to have more wine during the meal, so that's the umdina, that's already the assumption. So then, everyone has in mind the wine that he's going to have during the meal, and then you're motzi that. However, says the Gemara, v'bashari motzi shana, the regular days where you're not sure that you have wine, sistam, someone pours you a glass of wine before the meal, then mevarach al kol kos ve'kos. You have to say a bracha on each and every cup of wine that you're going to be having during the meal. However, this is only true if you didn't have that in mind, as we're going to see. But if you have explicitly, you know that you're going to have the wine, then even there, be like Shabbos and Yontiv. However, we're just pointing out the stamdas. If the stamdas of a person is that during the weekdays, you're not necessarily sure you're going to have the wine during the course of the meal. The Gemara continues citing a similar halacha. The Gemara says, Itmar Nami, we also have the same halacha quoted in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabba Mar Mari, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They send their name to Yeshua ben Levi now. The Mishnah's halacha that we just qualified before, the same exact lashon is only true on Shabbos and Yontav, that if you said the bracha bor per gafen before the meal started, you would have in mind, by definition, the bor per gafen during the meal. Also, when a person is leaving the bathhouse and a time after a person's bloodletting, apparently used to be very weak after you bloodlet, so they would have wine to make themselves feel better, so if they had wine before they washed, then it was assumed that even after bloodletting, you're probably going to have even more wine during the course of the meal, you would not need to make a new bracha. Why? And since a person establishes his meal around the wine, then we're assuming that again, that you're going to have it during the course of the meal as well. However, during the regular course of the year, when you're not necessarily going to have wine during the suda, it says a bracha on each and every cup of wine. Okay, the Gemara relates to a similar idea. Rava bar Mari ikle be Rava bechul. Rava was visiting Rava during a weekday, not on Shabbos or Yontiv. Chazad de barach lifnei amazon. You saw that Rava made a bracha before the meal. V'hadar barach la'achar amazon. He also made a bracha after the meal. Marlei yasher, you did very well. Like yishar koyach, good job. V'chein amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also Rabbi Yeshua paskin like this, so you did very good. You followed the halacha that we are aware of, that during the weekdays you should make a new bracha. Continues the Gemara, V'yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebe Abaye b'yamtov. So now Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef went to visit Abaye b'yamtov. Chazed the baracha kol kasa v'kosa. So Abaye made a bracha before he washed. Let's say he made kiddush, and then he decided to make a new bracha in the middle of the meal. Also, so the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef asked him, Lo savar le mar lahad Rabbi Yosef ben Levi. Do you not hold what Rabbi Yosef ben Levi said, that if you automatically on Shabbos and Yamtov, since you're normally going to be having wine, you don't make a new bracha in the middle of the meal. So why did you make a bracha in the middle of the meal? He says, Nim lachana. I actually wasn't going to have more wine. I thought I had enough, and I decided that I changed my mind. I decided I did want to have more wine. Apparently, Abaye did not feel that he wanted to have so much wine on Shabbos Yontav, and he decided to have a little bit more, and then he decided to have more. Okay, so therefore, he made a bracha. So it really depends on what a person's das is. That we see from this Maimon of Abaye, that it really depends what even though this is the stam situation, however, everyone has to know themselves. If you knew explicitly you're going to have, even during the weekday, then obviously you would not need to make a new bar prayer gafen. And if on Shabbos Yontav you don't normally have wine, and then you decided to be yotze with Kiddush, and then for some reason someone pours like a rare wine that you don't normally have, and you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to have wine, then if you didn't really have that in mind before, and then you would, in fact, even Shabbos Yontav, you would make a new Borei Priya Gafen. Okay, Gemara now asks a question. Ibailahu, Balam Yain Besuch HaMazon, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, Ma'o Sheyiftor Es HaYain Shalach HaMazon, what's the halacha if you're going to pater the wine, if the wine that is going to be had after the meal? So what's the shaila? What, why is this different than before the suda? So the Gemara says there was a difference. Im tim tilomar, if you want to say that it's compared to the case of the Mishnah, berech alayayin shlifnei mazon potos yayin shlachamar. So why is it the exact same case? What's the difference if I had the wine right before I washed or right after I washed? We saw that wine potters everything, even the dessert wine that you're going to, the dessert time that you're going to be having wine. So what's the difference if I have the wine before I washed or afterwards? So the Gemara says, why? There is a difference. Bishum, dezeh lishtos vezeh. So zeh lishtos v'zeh lishtos. That both of these examples, you have the purpose of the person drinking wine is because he wants to have wine for the sake of having wine, meaning that he wants to have it for in itself. What's that in comparison to? Aval hacha, zeh lishtos v'zeh lishros. No, here, in the case of the dessert wine, you're having obviously for the purpose of wine. However, the only purpose you're having wine with the food, the Gemara is assuming, is because it's in order to wet the food, in order to help it be swallowed and be taken down more carefully. Like we saw before, mayim was very good for that also. Having even having water, the Gemara assumes to wet the foods was very like a healthy way of eating. So when you're having wine in the middle of the meal, the only reason you're having that, if you're having it together with the food, could be that in order to soften the food and allow you to eat it better. So it's not the purpose for the wine itself. So the Gemara says, maybe then you could say, lo, then I understand that there's a difference from the making a bracha of bor per gafen before a meal to during the meal, and maybe really when you make a bracha during the meal, it would not potter the wine that you're going to have after as dessert. So the Gemara says, Udima loshna, maybe we could say that there is no difference, really they are similar enough. So the Gemara says, how are we going to give an answer? The Gemara says, Rav Amar Poter, Rav Paskin, that it does. Poter, just like the wine before, you would not need to make a new bracha. Rav Kahana Amar Inu Poter, Rav Kahana says it's not Poter. Rav Nachman Amar Poter, the Gemara goes different. Rav Nachman says that it is Poter. Rav Shesus Amar Inu Poter, Rav Shesus says it doesn't Poter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamidim Rav Amru, eino poter. So Rav Huna and all the tamidim and Rav say that it's eino poter. What do you mean? Was it Rav the one who says that it is poter? So they explain, I think Tosfos, the Tosfos Harash really, says that it means that what happened, that Rav must have changed his mind, because it wouldn't be all of his tamidim would go against what he said. It could be possibly Rav changed his mind, so even Rav was assuming that it would not potter the wine afterwards. Okay, Gemara now is going to ask a question on the sheet that says it does potter. Esav Rav Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, who says that again, that it does cover both. So then he asked Kakasha, Balam Yain Basuch Hamazon Kolechad Varach Mavarach La'atzma. If wine is brought to them during the meal, each one says a bracha for himself, meaning that you cannot be yotzi through shomea ka'ona. However, la'achar mazon echad v'rach l'kolam. After, you can make a bracha, one can make the bracha for all of them. So it seems to be that the Gemara was assuming that when you said that the one can make the bracha for one, that was even when everyone originally said their own bracha. So it seems to be fairish in the Mishnah that everyone would make their own bracha, meaning or a new bracha, if you had originally said a bracha during the course of the meal. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, no, that's not what the Mishnah meant to say. Rav Nachman responded, Halchi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Im lo balehem yain besilcha mazon, el achar mazon, echad mevarach lekulam. If wine was not brought to them at all during the course of the meal, which is the way you could have very easily understood it, but the Gemara had not that way, but even if wine is not brought at all, then in that situation, echad mevarach lekulam, the one person who make the bracha for everyone, and that's the chiddush that a person is allowed to make the bracha for everyone. So now the Gemara is going to continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Baruch ala pas, pater sa parparis, ala parparis, lo pater sa pas, b'shamim af lo maise kedera. So that was right, that was the hemshech of the Mishnah. If a person says the bracha on the pas, your poter, the parparis, the side dish, the appetizer, parparis, lo parparis, the pas. We explained maybe that's only referring to pas, the chiddush is pas by kisnin, because otherwise there is no chiddush. And then Bishamai says it doesn't even pater my sekadera, doesn't even pater the parts. So the Gemara asks now, what is Shitas Bechamai? Ibailu, Bechamai, Aresha Pligi. Is the Shita Bechamai arguing with the first ruling of this Mishnah, Odilma Asifa Pligi? So meaning, is it arguing on the case of Berachala pas, pater sa parparis, or paparis lo paters a pas? Which case is Beit Shammai bothered by? So says the Gemara. So what's the case? Odilma asif a pligi. The Ka'amar Tana Kama berach ala pas paters a paris. The Tana Kama held that what if someone says a bracha on bread, he's going to pater the appetizers, the things that come in the course of the meal. The Chol Shekein Maisa Kedera. And obviously something that's less like just used as wetting the appetite, rather that obviously something like porridge, which is really normal meal food, then Chol Shekein, that's going to be pas is going to be motzi that. But Asif Beit Shammai lemeimer, Beit Shammai is going to come to say lo mibay paris to lo patri pas. No, obviously that parparis is not going to be coming to motzi pas. Okay, so then lo by parparis lo patri pas, that obviously the appetizer that's there for to wet the food is not going to bread is not going to motzi that. However, alafila ma'isa kedera anami lo patra. Even a ma'isa kedera, even something that's normally we would say somewhat of the course of the meal, is that Beit Shammai says that would not be motzi through hamotzi. Odilma asif apligi. Maybe the Beit Shammai is arguing on the latter ruling of the Mishnah, which said the ketani berech al parperes lo patra sapas. That if the Mishnah stated that if someone make a bracha on the thing that's there to wet the appetite, then he's not going to be motzi his bracha on bread. You're right. It's not coming to poter pas. However, Beit Shammai has come to qualify this that it would, in fact, be motzi porridge or the things that you're going to have during the course of Merva. So Beit Shammai is assuming that no, the chedesh is afilu ma'isa kedera nami lo pater. It's not going to come and be motzi you in the case of the porridge. The Gemara says, take it. We're not sure what is the end of the day. What is shitas Beit Shammai? If we were sitting, each person makes a bracha for himself. If they were hesibu, then everyone makes a bracha for everyone. Says the Gemara now. Hesibu in. The Mishnah implies that only if you're in a situation where you recline, because that creates a kavilah. So, however, lo esebu, lo. If you are not being a sebu, rather you're just sitting, then you would not be allowed to have one person be motzi everyone, or a minu. However, the Gemara has a kasha from the following braisa, asara shayushvin holchim baderech. There are 10 people traveling on the road. Alpha bishakulam holchim mikikar echad. Even though they are all eating from a single loaf, kolechad vechad varech latzma. Each one makes a bracha for himself. However, yashvil echel, if they sat down to eat, alpha bishakulechad varech, ochel bikikar. Even though each one is eating from his own loaf, if they sat down to eat together, then you would allow to have a shomea keone. So the Gemara says, katane yashvu afa pishalo esebu. We see explicitly if you sit down, that is considered enough of a kvius, that's enough of a permanence to allow one person to do shomea keone for everyone. However, our Mishnah seemed to imply that yeshiva is not enough, rather you need hesebu. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered, kamar demal nizel vanilech lachma beduchplan. The Bryce is referring to a case in which they said to each other, let us go dafke eat plate bread in such and such place, that would create a kavias. But by the way, I mentioned this before. Tosos said before that we don't have hesebu. That was right in the time of Tosos. They didn't have the time where they were leaning. So he says, the yeshiva didan, our kvius is like hesebu. So when everyone sits down at a meal. So if everyone's sitting down at a meal, that creates a kvius. So people aren't careful about this. Everyone has to actually be sitting down to create the kvius. You can't have someone standing. A lot of times in Shabbos, no, yeah, a person's not standing and everyone's waiting. The guy will just make hamotzi even though he's standing up. He has to be sitting down in order to recreate the kvius. The only thing I was justifying is maybe I'll pee this Gemara that we could assume that if he's in the room, maybe that's enough because that's like a situation of amruneza. Let us go and have bread such a place. Maybe that is the kriyas that he walked back into the place from washing. That I wasn't sure. I was mistopic. But yeah, for sure, lechachil, though, everyone should be sitting when they're hearing the bracha from the person making hamotzi. Continues the Gemara now. Ki nach nafshei de Rav. When Rav died, Elzel Tamir Labasre, the students went to the Levaya. Ki hadju, now when they left the Levaya and they came back, Amr Nezel v'nechel lachma on our donk. Let's go eat bread on the Dank River, okay? Basar dekarcha yasir v'kamif mibailu. So after they ate, they sat and they had a shayla. Hesebu davka tan al yashu lo. They had the following shayla, whether hesebu was davka in the Mishnah or yeshiva is not. Oh, dilma kevan damr nezel v'nechel difta b'dichta plana. Then kiyasebu dami. Or if they established that they want to eat in a certain place, that's like hesebu and that's good enough. Lo avibiyadav, so they didn't know the answer to this. Kasha, and kam ravada barava, and ravada barava got up, and what did he do? Adre kar la achure, vikara akara achrina. He was originally tore kriya, because if you have a Rebbe Muvak, the halacha is, you tear kriya, and he tore a second kriya on his garments, because he felt another loss, how big of a loss it was that he didn't have Rav, because how much Torah they're missing. Amar, nach nafshi de Rav birka mazona lo gamina, and Rav died, and we don't even know the lachos of birchos amazon. Adaso sava, then old man came, seems to be a raya for the assumption, Tosos says in one of the places, I don't remember where this is, Tosos holds that whenever it says ha usava, it's referring to Eliyahu Hanavi. This really sounds like that, because all of a sudden an old man came out of nowhere and told him this halacha. However, many times in the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it's Eliyahu Hanavi, because he says crazier things. And it seems to be okay, whatever. In this case, it does sound like Eliyahu Hanavi. So Gemara says, "Now Ramila Masnisa Braisa." He pointed the stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah, and therefore Vishanali gave them the same teretz that we saw before. Came down Menelach Menuzel Nachma B'duch Plan Beisev Dami. When a person establishes we want to eat in a certain place, that's considered a kvius, that's considered a permanence, and everyone would be allowed to be yotze with his friend's bracha, and that is the halacha that he told them, and they were probably at least a little bit of nachama. Okay, Shkoach Adkan for today.